Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be looking at a blog post from VAMSI Talks Tech.
Okay.
And it's about this announcement that came out of AWS reInvent 2024 EKS hybrid nodes.
Interesting.
And if you are at all interested in how businesses are kind of blending on-premise infrastructure with the cloud, this is a good one to pay attention to.
Yeah.
So we're going to be unpacking what this new AWS feature means for companies of all sizes.
Okay.
Especially telcos that are rolling out 5G.
Yeah.
And enterprises that are looking for just more agile and efficient ways to manage their infrastructure.
I think one of the most interesting things about this blog post in particular is that it doesn't just kind of like skim the surface.
Right.
It actually dives into some really practical use cases,
yeah,
showing how this can bridge the gap between on-prem and cloud deployments in ways that I think haven't really been possible before.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so before we get into all that,
okay,
let's just make sure we're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
What exactly are EKS hybrid nodes?
So imagine this.
Yeah.
You're able to manage all of your Kubernetes workloads,
mm-hmm,
whether they're running in the cloud on AWS,
yeah,
or humming away on servers in your own data center, all from one single control panel.
Okay.
That's what EKS Hybrid Nodes is all about. It extends Amazon EKS so you can orchestrate and monitor everything from that one central location.
That's a pretty big deal, right?
But huge.
Especially for anybody who's had to manage multiple Kubernetes environments.
Totally.
And the blog post talks about the flexibility, the cost effectiveness.
Yes.
And the simplified management that it brings to the table.
Right.
But it's one thing to say simplified.
Yeah.
How does it actually work?
So it's really cool. What it does is it leverages the Kubernetes cluster API, which means you get to use standard Kubernetes tools like Kubectl.
Okay.
So it integrates seamlessly with your existing workflows.
Gotcha.
You don't have to learn a whole new system. Yes. It's building on what you already know.
So for IT teams, they don't feel like they're starting over, right?
Nope.
I imagine that's a huge relief.
Huge relief, yeah.
So the blog post kind of outlines this three-step process.
Yeah.
So you set up your EKS cluster in AWS.
Yeah.
You install the EKS connector on your on-premise Kubernetes cluster.
Yeah.
And then you register those nodes. And just like that,
boom,
you've bridged the gap between your on-prem world and the cloud.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things the blog post dives into are some really specific examples,
yeah,
of how telcos could use this for their 5G deployment.
Absolutely.
And this is where things get really interesting, I think.
Yeah.
So when you think about the challenges of edge computing for 5G.
Right.
You need to be able to process data closer to the user.
Yeah.
To get that ultra low latency and the really high service quality.
Mm-hmm.
And this allows telcos to manage those edge nodes.
Yeah.
Even if there are thousands of them.
Yeah.
As part of their core EKS cluster.
Right. It's like extending the capabilities of the cloud all the way out to the edge of the network.
That has to be a game changer, especially for things like, you know, video streaming or real-time applications.
Oh, for sure.
Where even a millisecond of lag can just, you know, make a huge difference.
Right, totally.
And then you've got network function virtualization, or NFV.
Yes.
And 5G relies really heavily on these containerized network functions.
Absolutely.
So with this, telcos can run these functions in the cloud or keep them on-prem depending on their needs.
Yeah, you've got total control.
So it's almost like this dial you can adjust.
Totally.
Moving workloads back and forth depending on demand or other factors.
Yeah. It's really powerful.
That's got to be super valuable.
Super valuable.
Now, the post also mentions multi-access edge computing, or MEC.
Mm-hmm.
What role does EKS hybrid nodes play in that?
So MEC is all about bringing computation and data storage closer to those mobile users at the edge of the network. And what EKS hybrid nodes do is they provide this consistent way to manage these MEC platforms.
Right.
So what that means is that you have this unified experience across all your locations.
Yeah.
Whether they're at the edge or in a central cloud environment.
Okay.
And consistency, I mean, that's the thing that can be a real pain in these distributed environments. So this is a big deal.
With 5G, where you have all these edge nodes scattered all over the place.
Absolutely.
Having that consistent management layer has to be helpful.
So helpful.
It's like having one dashboard to monitor and control everything.
Yeah.
Regardless of where it is.
Right.
And then, of course, you can't forget scalability and performance.
Of course not. Crucial. Right.
For these 5G networks.
Yeah.
That have to handle, you know, tons of data and user traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, 5G is designed to support a ridiculous number of devices, right?
Yeah.
And super demanding applications.
Yeah.
So how do EKS hybrid nodes help telcos deal with that?
Well, it's all about dynamic resource allocation. So let's say, a telco sees this big spike in demand during a big event or something. They can just like instantly scale their resources, shift workloads between on-premise servers and the cloud to keep everything running smoothly. I mean, that kind of agility, I don't think that was possible before.
It's like this elastic infrastructure,
Yeah,
right?
totally.
It can expand and contract.
Like a breathing organism, yeah.
But all that flexibility,
Yeah.
it can't compromise security.
Oh, absolutely not.
Especially in this highly regulated telecom world.
You're right.
So how do they balance that?
And you're right. The blog post does talk about compliance and data sovereignty. So, telcos have like really strict rules about where certain types of data can be stored and processed. And what EKS hybrid nodes do is they give telcos the ability to keep that sensitive data and those processes on-prem under their control while still taking advantage of the cloud for other operations.
So it's not all or nothing.
Nope.
They get to choose.
Pick and choose.
That's a huge advantage when it comes to compliance and risk management.
It is.
So it's like they get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
The flexibility of the cloud and the peace of mind that comes with keeping that sensitive data in-house.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've seen how this can be a real game changer for telcos.
Yeah.
But what about enterprises? Are
Yeah.
the benefits similar?
In a lot of ways, yes.
Okay.
The blog post highlights a bunch of use cases that could apply to, businesses in different industries.
Oh.
I think a lot of companies are still a little bit hesitant to,
Yeah.
just jump into the cloud, whether it's because of security concerns, regulatory requirements, or just, I mean, the sheer complexity of migrating those legacy systems.
So they're kind of looking for a more gradual approach.
Yeah, a toe in the water, not a full dive in.
And that's where this comes in, right?
Exactly.
It's a bridge
Yeah.
between that traditional on-prem world and the cloud.
Exactly.
That has to be a relief
Huge relief.
for a lot of, IT leaders
Yeah.
who are under all this pressure to modernize,
Totally.
but don't want to risk those core operations.
Totally.
And then, of course, you've got the challenge of legacy applications,
Right.
which are a reality for a lot of enterprises. These are often systems that were never designed for the cloud, right?
Right.
So how do you even bridge that gap?
So one of the things that EKS hybrid nodes can do is like enable you to modernize these legacy applications.
Okay.
So instead of just like trying to jam a square peg in a round hole,
Right.
companies can take those like big monolithic systems,
Yeah.
break them down into smaller, more manageable components,
Okay.
and then they can choose
Okay.
to run some of those components on-prem and
Yeah.
others in the cloud, all orchestrated from that single EKS control plane.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like taking a big complicated machine,
Yeah.
breaking it down,
Right.
and then you can optimize
Yeah.
each one of those pieces for its environment.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
For apps that can't just be easily migrated.
Absolutely.
Now, for companies that deal with a lot of data,
Yeah.
especially, industries like finance, healthcare,
Right.
this allows them to process the data close to the source,
Yeah.
but still use the cloud for things like analytics and machine learning.
Right, the best of both worlds.
It's like the speed and security of local processing
Yeah.
for that sensitive data, combined with the scalability and advanced capabilities of the cloud for
Exactly.
those more compute-intensive tasks,
Right, totally.
disaster recovery,
Yeah.
and business continuity. I mean, that's always top of mind
Always.
for IT leaders.
Yeah.
How does this help with that?
So this makes it way easier to replicate workloads between on-prem and cloud environments.
So it's like a safety net.
Yeah, total safety
If
net.
something goes wrong,
Exactly.
it's got to be invaluable,
It is.
especially for businesses that just can't afford downtime.
Absolutely.
And for companies that have multiple locations, this gives them that unified way to manage all of those Kubernetes clusters.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter where they are geographically
Right.
or which region they're in. It's like bringing order to chaos.
Total order to chaos.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's a single point of control
Yeah.
for this really geographically dispersed infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's got to be a huge simplification.
It really is.
And of course, you can't forget cost optimization.
Well, of course not. Yeah.
It's always a concern.
Always, especially for enterprises. Yeah.
So this allows companies to keep using their existing on-prem investments,
Yep.
but then they selectively use those cloud resources only when it makes sense financially.
Exactly. You're not forced to go all in on the cloud.
Right. It's not all or nothing.
Yeah.
They get to choose the right mix.
Exactly.
And then last but not least, we have to talk about security.
Of course. Yeah.
And compliance.
Yeah.
Which are probably top of mind for any IT leader.
Always.
Especially with all the data breaches and cyber attacks we keep hearing about.
Yeah.
So how does this address that?
So you can keep those sensitive workloads
okay.
securely on-prem,
uh-huh.
meeting those like really strict regulatory requirements
mm-hmm.
while moving those less sensitive applications to the cloud.
Okay.
So you've got that granular control
gotcha.
Over your data and infrastructure.
Yeah.
You're choosing the right security posture for each workload.
So it's really finding that balance between agility and security.
It really is, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can take advantage of that flexibility and that scalability of the cloud
mm-hmm.
without compromising the security of your most critical assets.
Yeah.
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And on top of all that, EKS hybrid nodes
mm-hmm.
can also help to streamline
oh, yeah.
DevOps practices and CI/CD pipelines.
Big time.
Across these hybrid environments, right?
Absolutely.
So tell me more about that.
So, you know, one of the, I think, biggest advantages here is that you can have consistent DevOps practices
yeah.
across both environments, on-prem and cloud.
Okay.
You can use the same tools,
yeah.
the same workflows for building, testing, and deploying your applications,
okay.
no matter where they're running.
Makes sense.
It streamlines everything.
Yeah.
Makes everybody's lives a lot easier.
Okay. So it breaks down those silos
exactly.
between dev and ops
yeah.
and fosters a more collaborative and efficient workflow.
Yeah, it's great.
And this consistency is key for achieving that true CI/CD.
Absolutely.
Right.
Continuous integration, continuous delivery.
Continuous delivery. Mm. You can automate your entire SDLC
mm-hmm.
from code commits
yeah.
to production deployments
mm-hmm.
across the entire hybrid infrastructure.
It's amazing, the speed.
It's got to be a game changer.
I know. Imagine the efficiency that unlocks
yeah.
for your organization.
That means faster release cycles,
yeah.
fewer errors,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately, just greater agility for the business as a whole.
Absolutely.
They can adapt.
Yeah.
Bring new features to market faster.
It's faster.
That's going to be huge.
Right.
Now, you can take advantage of these managed services, right?
Yeah.
Like AWS Code Pipeline and AWS Code
yeah,
Build.
Yeah, no, Pipeline and Code Build.
So you can simplify and automate those CI/CD processes.
Exactly.
Even further.
Yep.
And free up your teams to focus on more strategic work.
That's the goal.
Yeah. It's like leveraging the power of the cloud
yeah.
to supercharge your DevOps practices.
Totally.
And accelerate that whole software development lifecycle.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, with any new tech, you Black know,
wit.
There are always challenges.
Always challenges. Yeah.
So what are some of the hurdles organizations might encounter?
Well, I mean, managing the complexity of that hybrid environment,
right.
it can be tough.
Yeah.
You're dealing with all these different infrastructure components,
yeah.
networking configurations.
I know.
You might even have different versions of Kubernetes.
Okay.
So it's not as easy as flipping a switch.
So it takes planning.
Planning.
A clear understanding of what your application requirements are.
Yeah.
Security policies.
Uh-huh.
Operational procedures.
You got to have it all figured out.
You can't just dive in.
Right.
And I mean, there's a learning curve.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Even though it uses a lot of familiar
mm-hmm.
Kubernetes concepts,
yep.
there are new tools, new techniques.
You got to master it.
So you've got to invest in training.
For sure.
Upskilling for your team.
Yeah.
That's crucial.
It's crucial for success.
Yeah.
yeah.
And then, of course, you know,
yeah.
cost management.
Of course.
Always a factor with anything cloud-based, so it's important.
You got to analyze your workload requirements.
Right.
Choose the right mix of on-prem and cloud resources
okay.
to get those costs down.
Gotcha.
You know, moving everything to the cloud isn't always the cheapest solution.
Right.
You've got to be strategic.
You have to be.
Absolutely.
So it's a powerful tool.
It is.
But it's not a magic bullet.
No silver bullets.
Right. You got to do your due diligence.
Yeah.
Make informed decisions
yep.
based on your needs
yeah.
and your budget.
Absolutely.
So there are tools like AWS Cost Explorer.
Right. Oh, yeah. That can be so helpful.
It can help you keep track of all that.
For sure.
Spending.
Yeah.
And identify areas where you can save.
Absolutely.
So there are challenges to think about.
Yes.
But the benefits are pretty compelling.
Very compelling.
It's a powerful technology.
It is.
And it can really help businesses build
mm-hmm.
these truly agile,
yep.
secure, and cost-effective
Yes.
hybrid cloud
Yep,
architectures.
it's the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as we've seen, these benefits apply across a whole bunch of different industries
So many.
and use cases.
So many.
All right, so we've laid a good foundation here,
Yeah, I think so.
understanding what EKS hybrid nodes are and why they matter.
Absolutely.
So join us for part two of this deep dive,
Yeah, come on back.
where we're going to go beyond the basics,
Yeah.
explore the broader implications
Yeah.
of this technology for the future of hybrid cloud.
I can't wait. Welcome back.
As we were talking about those benefits for telcos and enterprises,
Yeah.
it struck me that, this technology, EKS hybrid nodes,
Yeah.
it really embodies that true spirit of hybrid cloud.
I think so too.
It's not just about having some workloads in the cloud, some on-prem. It's like
Right.
creating this really seamless, integrated environment
Yeah.
where those workloads can move freely
Right.
based on what makes the most sense for the business.
Exactly.
Like having a dynamic infrastructure that adapts to the needs of the
It
business.
adapts to you, not the other way around,
Not the other way around, yeah.
which is how it should be.
And this blog post, from VAMC Talks Tech, it really emphasizes that flexibility
Flexibility is key.
as like a core advantage. It's
Absolutely.
almost like, this technology is saying,
Yeah.
hey, we get it.
Yeah.
You have existing investments, you've got security concerns,
Yeah.
and you need to move at your own pace.
Your own pace,
And that
exactly.
flexibility is just so
Okay.
important
It really.
in today's landscape, right?
Yeah.
Everything's changing so fast.
So fast.
Businesses need to adapt to new market conditions, new customer demands,
Yeah.
new technological advancements,
Follow the time.
all while keeping costs under control.
Right. Got to keep the budget in mind.
It's like you're navigating this
Yeah.
constantly shifting landscape.
It really is.
You need the right tools
Absolutely.
to stay agile and responsive.
For sure.
And EKS hybrid nodes,
Yeah.
I think that's what they provide.
I think so too.
They give businesses the freedom
Yeah.
to choose the best deployment model
Right, Rob.
for each workload, whether that's on-premise, in the cloud, or a combination of both.
That hybrid approach.
That hybrid approach.
Powerful stuff.
And the blog post really highlights how crucial that is
Yeah.
for telcos
Yeah.
as they're rolling out 5G.
It's a whole new ball game.
5G is not just a faster network,
Right.
it's a whole new paradigm
It is.
for connectivity. And it requires a new approach to infrastructure.
Absolutely.
EKS hybrid nodes,
Yeah.
I think they allow telcos to distribute those workloads
Yeah.
intelligently,
Right.
place them closer to users at the edge, while still maintaining that
Yeah.
centralized control
That's key.
and management. It's like
Absolutely.
leveraging the power of the cloud and the
Yeah.
localized
Yeah.
processing capabilities of edge computing.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah, you get the scalability and flexibility of the cloud
Yeah.
without sacrificing that responsiveness
Responsiveness is so important.
and low latency that 5G needs.
That's exactly.
And for enterprises, this translates into
Yo.
cost savings,
Yeah.
enhanced security, and better disaster recovery.
Disaster recovery is key.
They can keep that sensitive data
Yeah.
on-prem, burst to the cloud for those,
Yeah.
compute-intensive tasks, and easily replicate workloads for redundancy,
Yeah.
creating this IT infrastructure
Yeah.
that is resilient, adaptable,
Yeah.
and aligned with the specific needs of the business. The
Exactly.
blog post also touches on the importance of unified management.
Yeah.
And I think this is where
It really shone.
EKS hybrid nodes really stand out.
It really does.
It's not just about the tech, it's about simplifying the management of these complex hybrid environments.
Absolutely.
I think that's a point that gets overlooked a lot.
Yeah, people get caught up in the technical details. But you're right. At the end of the day, it's about making things easier for the people who are actually managing these systems. Right.
And with this,
Yeah.
instead of having all these
Oh my gosh, yeah.
separate tools and processes
Like,
for managing on-prem
Yeah.
cloud-based workloads,
Right.
you have one control plane for everything.
One control plane. I love
It's
it.
like one dashboard
Yeah.
to monitor, control your whole infrastructure.
Everything, wherever it
It
is.
doesn't matter if
Yeah.
it's running on-prem, in the cloud, at the edge.
Yeah.
That level of visibility control, that's a game changer
It's huge.
for IT teams that are used to
I know, juggling so many different systems.
juggling so many different systems
Yeah.
And this unified approach doesn't just reduce overhead, right?
Right.
It improves.
It makes things more secure.
Security and compliance.
Absolutely.
You can apply consistent security policies.
Across the board.
Across your whole infrastructure.
I love it.
And make sure you're meeting those requirements.
You got it.
No matter where your workloads are running.
Doesn't matter where they are.
So it's not just about making things simpler.
Right.
It's about improving security and compliance.
Which is essential.
Absolutely essential.
Especially these days.
Especially in today's world.
Yeah.
Where cyber threats are just constantly evolving.
Oh, they never stop.
It's also about better collaboration.
Absolutely.
And workflow efficiency, right?
Huge.
By having this unified platform.
Yeah.
Teams can work together.
Yeah.
More seamlessly.
Much more seamlessly.
And avoid those silos.
Yeah, break down those silos.
That develop between, you know.
On-prem
cloud operations.
Yeah.
Breaking down those barriers.
Love it.
Creating a more agile, collaborative IT organization.
That's the goal.
And when you combine that unified management with the flexibility we talked about before, you have a really powerful platform for innovation.
It's true.
Businesses can experiment with new technologies, deploy new applications faster, and respond to market changes with greater agility.
I love it.
And that's a competitive advantage.
Absolutely.
In today's fast-paced business world.
For sure.
So, I mean, this raises the question.
Yeah.
What are the long-term implications of this?
That's the question, isn't it?
For the future of hybrid cloud, are we looking at like a fundamental shift?
I think so.
In how businesses think about and manage their IT infrastructure.
It's a whole new way of thinking.
I think we're just scratching the surface of what's possible.
Totally agree.
As more businesses adopt hybrid cloud, you know, tools like this are going to become essential.
I think so too.
Building blocks for a truly agile,
absolutely
flexible IT infrastructure.
It's the future.
And as technologies like 5G, edge computing, Internet of Things,
IoT,
continue to evolve.
They never stop evolving.
I think we're going to see even more innovative use cases.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The possibilities are vast.
They really are.
The blog post, you know, from FAMSI Talks Tech, it really focuses on
telcos and enterprises. Yeah.
What other industries or use cases
good question.
Could benefit from this?
You know, I think the applications go way beyond those two sectors.
Okay.
Think about healthcare.
Healthcare, yeah.
Super sensitive patient data.
Right.
But they also need that scalability and the processing power of the cloud for things like, you know, medical imaging analysis, genomic sequencing, that kind of stuff.
So hybrid seems like a perfect fit.
Totally.
You keep the sensitive records on-prem, use the cloud for those complex computations.
Exactly. It's a great balance.
And in financial services, right?
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Where security is paramount.
Absolutely paramount.
But the ability to scale rapidly, to handle those, you know.
Peak trading volumes.
That's crucial.
You got it.
That's where this could be really valuable.
Yeah, I think so too.
You need rock solid security.
For sure.
For transactions and customer data.
Absolutely.
But also that ability to scale up on demand.
When the market gets crazy.
To meet those unpredictable market fluctuations.
Right.
And even in manufacturing.
Oh, interesting.
Where operational technology is becoming more integrated with IT.
It really is.
You know, this could bridge the gap between the factory floor and the cloud.
Yeah, it's like bringing the power of the cloud.
Enabling real-time data analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Predictive maintenance.
It's amazing what you can do.
It's bringing the power of the cloud to the industrial world.
That's a whole new level of efficiency.
Yeah, a whole new level of insight.
I love it.
I'm starting to see how this could really be a game changer.
Me too.
Across a whole bunch of industries.
So many.
I think the key takeaway here is that any industry that needs to balance security, compliance, scalability, and cost efficiency could benefit from this.
So too.
From the flexibility and the unified management.
The applications are huge. Yeah. It's only limited by our imaginations.
So we're moving towards a world where those lines between
on-cloud
and edge
totally blurred.
And technologies like EKS hybrid nodes are what's enabling that transition.
I agree.
Creating this more flexible, adaptable IT landscape.
It's exciting to watch it all unfold.
This has been a really fascinating exploration.
It has.
Of EKS hybrid nodes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've gained a much deeper understanding
Think so too.
of their
Oh,
potential.
absolutely.
Big thank you to
Yeah.
VAMSI Talks Tech.
Shout out to
Yeah, that
VAMS.
insightful blog post
Yeah, great blog
that
post.
sparked this conversation.
For
But
sure.
we've only scratched the surface.
We have. There's so much more to dive into.
Join us for part three
Come on back.
of this deep dive,
Yeah.
where we're going to delve into the technical details
Okay.
and the best practices for implementing this.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Welcome back to our deep dive. We've talked about why hybrid cloud architectures are so important and how EKS hybrid nodes can be a real game changer.
Totally.
But now let's get into the how.
Yeah, let's talk nuts and bolts.
How do you actually implement this?
Right, let's get technical.
And lucky for us,
Yeah.
the blog post from
Yeah.
VAMSI Talks Tech actually lays out a really clear three-step process.
Nice and simple.
So first, you've got to set up your foundation in the cloud.
Yeah.
You set up an EKS cluster in your AWS region.
At EKS cluster becomes like your cloud-based control center for everything.
Gotcha. So
Yeah.
then you've got to create that bridge
Yeah.
between the cloud and the on-prem
The
environments.
bridge, yeah.
Enter the EKS connector.
The EKS connector.
That's the software that allows your on-premise nodes
Yeah.
to communicate with that cloud-based EKS cluster.
Talk to each other, exactly.
So it ensures secure,
Secure
reliable
confidence.
communication.
Gotta have that.
And those on-prem nodes
Yeah.
can be managed from that central EKS control plane.
One place to rule them all.
It's like you're extending the reach of EKS right into your data center,
Exactly. Yeah.
bringing those on-prem nodes into the cloud management fold.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So once the EKS connector is up and running, the last step,
Okay.
register those on-prem nodes
Register.
with the EKS cluster.
Introduce them to the control panel.
It's like you're introducing them
Yeah.
to that cloud-based control panel.
Welcome to the cloud.
Make them visible,
Make them visible.
manageable
Manage
from
this.
that location.
One-stop shop.
And what I love about this
What do you love?
is that it all leverages
Familiar stuff.
familiar
Yeah.
Kubernetes tools and workflows.
Exactly.
So IT teams
Yeah.
that are already using Kubernetes,
Comfortable with it, yeah.
they can adapt
Easily adapt.
to this hybrid environment,
Yeah.
no problem.
No problem at all.
No need to learn a whole new
No new languages.
set of commands,
Crap all.
processes.
Everything's familiar.
Now,
Yeah.
we can't talk hybrid cloud
That's
without
different.
talking about security,
Of course not.
especially when you're dealing with sensitive data,
Yeah, it's got to be top of mind.
critical applications.
Super important.
So, what are some of the security considerations with EKS hybrid nodes?
So security is kind of baked in right from the start. All communication between the
Yeah.
nodes and the cluster is encrypted
Gotcha.
using TLS, which protects the data while
Okay.
it's moving around.
Makes sense. So AWS uses that principle of least privilege.
Of course, least privilege, yeah.
So the EKS connector only operates with
The bare minimum.
the bare minimum permissions.
Yep.
It needs to do its job.
Minimizing those attack surfaces.
That's reassuring.
It is.
You're not giving it access to your whole infrastructure.
No, right.
No, right. And access is tightly controlled.
Tightly controlled.
You can leverage your existing
I aimed.
AWS identity and access management
That's all
policies.
right.
So
Yeah.
you're building on your existing security framework.
Gotcha. You're not starting from scratch.
No.
You can control
Who can do what?
who can do what
Yep.
within that hybrid Kubernetes setup.
That's right.
And since this uses standard
RBAC.
Kubernetes role-based access control,
There it
you
is.
get that granular
Ultra
control.
granular control. Love
Love
it. Over permissions within the Kubernetes environment.
layers upon layers.
It's like layers,
Yeah.
multiple layers of security working
Need a
together
fortress.
to protect your infrastructure
You got it.
from the network level all the way up to user access. Now, the blog post also mentions how EKS hybrid nodes can really benefit
Yeah.
DevOps
And
and CI/CD pipelines.
big time.
So, can you talk about that a little bit?
So one of the biggest things is like you can have those consistent
Okay.
DevOps practices across the board.
Oh, both environments.
Yep.
Makes everyone's lives easier, right?
So much easier.
Breaks down those
The
silos
silos gotta go.
between dev and ops.
Yeah, more
More
collaboration,
collaboration.
more efficiency.
And this consistency, it's key for achieving that true CI/CD.
CI/CD, it's the holy grail.
You could automate that whole software development lifecycle
Cube to nuts, yeah.
from code commits
Commit the code.
all the way to production deployments
Deploy it out.
across your hybrid infrastructure.
Beautiful.
I mean, imagine the speed.
I know. It's
the efficiency that this unlocks.
That's like a superpower.
Faster releases.
Yeah.
Fewer errors.
Less bugs.
Greater agility.
More agility.
For the business as a whole.
The business loves it.
They can adapt.
It can adapt.
They can bring new features to market faster.
Closer and better.
And you can use those managed services.
Code pipeline.
Code pipeline.
Code build.
To really simplify.
Simplify it.
Automate those processes.
Automation is key.
Freeing up your teams to focus on more strategic work.
That's what we want.
It's like using the cloud to supercharge your DevOps.
It really is.
But we can't forget.
Always a catch.
That there are always challenges.
There are always challenges, yeah.
With any new tech.
It wouldn't be fun without them.
So what are some of the hurdles that organizations might encounter?
I think, like, the biggest one is just, you know, managing that complexity of the hybrid environment.
It can be tough.
It can be tough.
You're dealing with
different stuff.
All these different components.
Different components.
Different networking configurations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Different versions of Kubernetes, even.
Oh, yeah. I got to keep that in mind.
It's not just flipping a switch.
Nope, not all.
It takes planning.
Head it out.
You got to understand your app requirements.
Oh, your app.
Your security policies.
Lock it down.
Operational procedures.
Dot your I's.
Cross your T's.
You can't just dive in.
No diving in head first.
And there's a learning curve.
Always a learning curve.
Right.
You bet.
Even though it uses a lot of familiar concepts.
Yeah.
There are new tools.
New tools.
New techniques.
Got to learn them.
You got to invest in training.
Training is key.
Upskilling for your team.
Yeah. Got to keep those skills sharp.
And of course.
Cost to manage.
The budget.
Right.
Got to keep it in mind.
It's always a factor.
Always a factor.
You've got to analyze workload requirements.
What are your workloads doing?
Choose the right mix of resources.
Right.
To optimize costs.
Optimize, optimize.
So EKS hybrid nodes.
It's a powerful tool.
It's powerful.
But it's not magic.
Not magic.
It's not going to solve all your problems overnight.
You got to be smart about it.
Yeah, you got to be smart.
Make informed decisions.
Informed decisions, yeah.
Based on your needs.
And your budget.
And your budget.
That's always important.
But I mean, the benefits are pretty compelling.
They are very compelling.
And they can help businesses build these
amazing,
truly agile, secure, cost-effective,
gotta have it all.
Hybrid cloud architectures.
Hybrid cloud is the future.
It's been fascinating.
I've loved it.
Exploring this with you.
Me too.
I feel like we've learned so much.
I think so too.
About EKS hybrid nodes.
Yeah.
And their potential.
The potential is huge.
Big thank you to
FAMSI.
FAMSI Talks Tech.
Yeah, great blog post.
That sparked this conversation.
Absolutely.
Remember, technology is always changing.
Never stops.
Staying ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Requires continuous learning.
Gotta keep learning.
Exploration.
Explore everything.
So keep asking questions.
Ask those questions.
Keep experimenting.
Experiment away.
Keep pushing the boundaries.
Push those boundaries.
Of what's possible in this.
Ever evolving.
Ever evolving.
Yeah.
World of hybrid cloud computing.
Hybrid cloud is the future.
Until next time.
See you then.